welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzani. You're tuning in to the UOPS Revolution Instant Awakenings. I am incredibly excited because today we have a very special session, and we are fortunate today, in fact, blessed, I would say, to have Joe Dunning as our special featured guest. And today, she is going to share, literally, for all of you, her special gifts of energy. And it was at her request that she do that, and this is going to be a full hour of this energy without any interruption. So as you listen, you're going to discover in a very big way why her loving manner and her ability to create miracles have touched the hearts of so many people around the world and changed their lives. Now, I'm going to ask one thing. Please share this gift with a lot of people. Share what's going to happen right now with a lot of people. Now, we have our sharing app. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W. And what I'd love for you to do is just post on Facebook, special session with Joe Dunning. Please come on. Get the energy. It's an hour of uninterrupted energetic gifts that you're going to get. Tell your friends. Tell your family. You never know when this one thing could change someone's life. So, you know, what we're going to do is actually allow you to immerse yourself in that. And when Joe shares her gifts with the group, the entire group is going to begin to experience an awakening of consciousness. And with that is going to come an easier life, I believe, a flow of abundance and prosperity, and for those in need, even an invigorated and a restored body. You're going to feel what this will do. Now, the miracle that we are attributing this is her real endless acknowledgments that come from people all over the world and her powerful ability. Today, she's going to share all of that with you. She's not going to hold anything back. And Greg Braden even writes about Joe in his book, The Isaiah Effect, after watching her completely remove any sign of the life-threatening injuries someone received from a severe blow to the head. Now imagine what that could be like in your life. Joe is known around the world as a miracle maker, as groups of 30,000 people often attend her events and experience this life-changing energy. She is also the founder of something I want you to make a big note of on a piece of paper in front of you called the Global Wish Project, where she generously offers you and anyone an opportunity to receive a miracle just by making a wish. This project is completely free, and it's given to you and the world as a gift. It's her way of sharing her gifts with you and assisting you to have the life of your dreams. You're going to get a chance to tune into that as well. And I also want to say this. You can go to her website. It's joedunning.com. That's J-O. DUNNING.com. That's JODUNNING.com. And if there are any challenges with the line, I'm just checking. We have a jam-packed call here. So please, everyone, if you've found your spot, stay. Don't leave because it is filling up fast. And you can go to JoeDunning.com to make your wish, and Joe will personally help your wish come true. Now, as you listen today, you're going to actually discover her deep belief in you as a magnificent person and her real desire to assist you in life. She knows that just as you are right now, you're already beautiful beyond words and filled with the divine light that radiates through every cell of your being. Today, during this next hour, Joe is going to offer you the energy gifts to awaken you to who you really are and become one with the highest and most evolved parts of your being. The recording, I've got to say this, of this workshop is going to be available for the next 2 days. And it includes all of the energy work. So please be sure to connect with that and share it with as many people as possible. We'll have a way you can share it on Facebook. But listen as much as you want. So really, share it and get this energy in your life. We're delighted to welcome Joe as our special featured guest and turn the next hour over to her loving and capable hands. I'm going to join you guys again when Joe finishes. So we'll see you. Joe, welcome to the You Wealth Revolution Instant Awakenings.
It's great to be here and together again, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful time in all of our lives. You know, we have such incredible opportunities being presented to each of us right now, today, tomorrow, yesterday. Every single moment is an opportunity to awaken. It's a powerful, powerful time in the history of our world and in the history of our lives. Each one of us you, me, everyone has chosen to be here right now. Isn't that incredible? That this is the time that we wanted to experience because of the amazing opportunities. And many of us are seeking something wonderful, a great leader or a perfect love or something else in our lives. And I just like you to know that you are the one that you've been longing to meet. And part of what we'll be doing today is assisting you in meeting that aspect of yourself that creates that enormous love within you, that gives you that sense of expanded consciousness, that allows you access into all of the incredible realms that are available to us. Each one of us, exactly as we are, exactly in this moment, with whatever we think might be wrong with us or should be different or that we might have done that we wish we hadn't or things that have happened to us, with all of that included, we are perfect this moment for exactly what we are here to do. We are perfect. We are perfectly prepared, perfectly trained through our experience, perfectly aware in our consciousness for the very next steps that we are about to take. And that's wonderful news. That's great news. We can relax. We can allow the energy to come through to each one of us. And we can know that all we need to do is receive. If somehow we were able to let go of any of our thoughts that we need to be other than we are in this moment, we would instantly fully awaken. That's just profound. Isn't that profound? That our mind has the ability to allow us to become one with that great divine essence of ourselves, with that higher point in source. And our mind also has the ability to maintain a separateness, to maintain a separateness until the moment that you and I and everyone is ready to accept that level of consciousness. And so today, as we go through this time, as we are together for this hour, we will be receiving energy that will help elevate your consciousness, everyone's consciousness, who would like to receive the energy. So let me pause for a moment and just tell you a little bit more about the energy, how it works, where it comes from, and how you, in your great wisdom and your free will, are always able to choose what you would like to receive. We have the great privilege here of something called free will, and that means that we get to choose to do or not do, to receive or not receive those things that we have opportunities about. So we have that opportunity to choose. And in that, we give our consent. I like to call it conscious consent, meaning we are informed. We are aware of what's taking place. And so today, what will happen is that we are all being very directly aligned with Source. And my definition of Source, I use that word because I find it's most understandable throughout the world. Source is that place that from which we came, to which we return, and from which we receive our aliveness. And all of the planet is aligned with what I call Source. So you may have a different term for it, a different word for it, and that's just fine. So this energy comes through from Source to each one of us right now. It's starting. It's building right now to elevate our consciousness, to relax our body, and to allow our mind to become open and receptive to the opportunities that will be made available in the next few minutes. And as this energy arrives from Source, as it arrives from Source, we are building the energy. We are being uplifted vibrationally. So part of the time today, we will be chatting together, just kind of talking and
sharing information and ideas. And that's to allow this energy from source to continue to build within each one of us. Some of you may notice that you become more relaxed. You might become sleepy, which is just fine. That's often a response to a very high-frequency energy. Just know that if you would like to receive the processes and the opportunities and the energy that's presented during this hour, it will come to you. And if for some reason you're unsure or you don't know if you'd like to, then the energy will very respectfully just go around you. So you are in charge, as you should be, and as you always will want to be, of what you take in, your consciousness, and your transformation. And that's one of the ways in which we work for the benefit of all. We work for the benefit of all through conscious consent. And that way, you know what's taking place and decide or not if you would like to have that happen. And you can change your mind at any point. You can decide you don't want it, you just want to listen. And partway through, you may think, oh, I think this might be okay, and allow it. Or you may be sitting there and want to have the energy, and then you may decide you don't want it. So it's completely your free will and your choice. And that's a way in which you are being deeply honored, deeply respected, deeply appreciated, and supported in your personal life path. Each one of us is here for a specific purpose right now. And it's not necessarily a doing in the world. It's more a state of beingness. Some people come with a specific doing. People will often say, well, what is my life's purpose? What am I here to do? Well, that doing part is generally the outward expression of your sense of being. So what we are here to do, each one of us, is to reach a level of beingness or consciousness or awareness or awakenedness. We are each here to do that, to reach our own level of that, so that we can then contribute to the overall level of awareness in the world. So first comes our level of beingness, and from that comes its expression, which is doing. So some of you may find your expression in doing in that you are in a job where you may work on a computer, or you may be in sales, or you may be cooking food and preparing it for other people. You might be taking care of children. You might be at home on your own. Whatever your doingness in the world is right now, it's perfect for this moment of you in your evolution. And as it becomes time for you to transition or change into the next level of doing, because your awareness and your consciousness has grown and expanded, you'll begin to feel that. You'll begin to have the knowing that I need to find a new job, a new work, a different place to live, and sometimes even new friends or new relationships. All of this is part of the transition into awakening. What I have found is that generally, where we are, where we live, the people that we are intimately involved with in our family and friends and significant others, they tend to remain the same with us and grow with us. That's generally the outcome. And if already you have the knowing that there is something that cannot match and will not match, the transition into the next level will be very natural, very easy, and often very comfortable as you begin to trust the process of what's taking place, knowing that the unfolding that's taking place is of benefit to you. It is beneficent. It is there to benefit you and bring goodness, expansion, and growth into your life. And as we begin to trust the process, whatever is taking place in our life, the process of our life and its unfolding, we begin then to expand into greater and greater ease and comfort, and our life begins to flow. And as we step into this flow, meaning we are prepared, we are ready, we are open, we are available to the next step and the next step, we begin then to find that we live a life filled with grace. And we move gracefully from one area of life into the next, from one level of awareness into the next level of awareness, and sometimes from one home or one job or one relationship on into whatever is next. And occasionally there is a gap between what is now and what will be. There will be this pause, and there is the time when you may not know what is next. You may not know what your next job is or your next place to be, and that's just fine. As long as you can stay in the trust of the process and the unfolding of the next step that's right there for you. Trusting the process is a key element in awakening, in enlightenment, in expanded consciousness. Those are all similar terms, self-realization. It depends on your study, or in your religion or your discipline, the kind of term that you choose to use. And yet, the trust in the unfolding is key to all of it. And part of trust is to learn how to recognize what's going on in the mind. And remember, right now is the chatting time, the information time, as the energy is building for you. And as we move through this time together, we will be building this energy higher and higher and higher until we reach the point where we can do the process that is available, and I am really excited about this, which is to create what's called an opening or a portal, like a doorway, an opening for you. It will be vibrationally matched perfectly to you. We will reach the point where each person is at the level that the portal can be made available to you. And you will be able then to pass through and transition into the higher levels of dimension, which will then allow you to encounter, to meet, and to engage with the higher aspects of yourself. Each one of us, you, me, everyone, has the aspects of ourself that we know personally as who we are, and our personality, our little quirks, the place we live, the job we do, the families we have. We have that level of conscious awareness of who we are, which is approximately 3 to 5% of the totality of who we are, is approximately 3 to 5% of it. So all that you know, all that you've learned, all that you've experienced, and all that you are consciously aware of, which seems like so much, is approximately 3 to 5% of the totality of who you really are. When you begin to grasp that idea, to really experience it, it will take your breath away, because you will begin to have an awareness of the enormity of the being that you are, that lives and dwells within you as you. It dwells within you as you. It is you. It is not something other than you. It is you. And yet it is you evolved to the millionth degree. And so who you are right now, this 3 to 5% of the totality, is what is here in a physical form. That's all our physical form can handle right now of who we are. That's the level of vibration that our physical body is equipped to encompass. A little bit like an electrical wire. An electrical wire, you know, some of them are very thin and some of them are very thick and some of them are enormously thick, depending on the volume of electricity that each one needs to carry. And so we're a little bit like that. Our bodies are built to the maximum right now of electrical impulse that they can handle. And we call that vibration. And that vibration is who you are. And so your body can handle a certain level of that vibration, and that's 3 to 5% of who you are. It is unable to handle the totality of your being at this point right now. And yet, what's happening in our planet, what's happening in the stars and the galaxies and the universes is so phenomenal that the vibration of the entire planet is going up, and so is the vibration of our physical being, which means our physical being is also transitioning into a higher level of expression. Some people talk about it going from a carbon structure, carbon-based structure, to a crystalline-based structure, no longer carbon-based, now crystalline-based, perhaps now with two nuclei rather than one, that the electrons and protons begin to spin around within our body. So our bodies are in transition as well, so that they can handle more of this electrical vibration of your being. And so our bodies are upgrading themselves. They are morphing, evolving, transforming into another level of physical functioning. So if you've been having some unusual symptoms and the medical field can't seem to identify what they are, you might begin to realize that these could well be from the transition of the physical form into higher levels of vibration, because as we go through that, each one of the aspects of our physical being has an evolution that it goes through. It needs to first rid itself of any toxins that it might have stored within the cells, because our cells begin to, when we have food and air that we breathe and other things that we come in contact with that our body can't process, it stores those. And sometimes that storage is around the cell, the outside of the cell. Sometimes it's within a cell. And so the body has to purify itself, meaning rid itself of these toxins, and then begin the vibration of transmuting, transforming each cell into a higher level of functioning. So we can go through symptoms of various kinds, actually quite exotic symptoms sometimes, or quite mimicking symptoms of physical disorders, and yet it is not that disorder, but it may mimic that for a period of time, sometimes briefly, sometimes a few hours, a few days, a few weeks, and sometimes it might take longer than that. So we'll find that our bodies are going through changes. Each one of the systems in our body will go through changes. Our mental capacity will have its moments of evolution. So if you become forgetful, don't worry too much about it. If you begin to feel a little bit spacey and disconnected and don't focus quite as intensely, that's part of the transition from the 3D world, 3D, the D stands for dimension, so from the third dimensional world into the 4D world and the 5D world, the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, and beyond, way up into much higher dimensions. And so we are in this point of transition and awakening. Remember, this right now, this time, right now, as we're talking, is building the energy in your body, and your body and your being is responding right now to this conversation, relaxing and knowing that all is well. The mind is taking in the information and processing it and keeping it for future reference, as it will serve you to recall and remember. So each cell is going through transitions right now, I mean, in this moment. Your mind, memory, emotions are going through this, and I didn't just mention emotions yet. Our emotional system is, and you might have noticed, it's a little bit into chaos occasionally. It is very flexible, and you might feel very comfortable and relaxed in one moment, and then uncomfortable or stressed or upset in another moment, and then back into just being pleasant and happy and all is well in the world. So our emotions are also going through their own cleansing and their own awakening. And that's part of the miracles that are happening in the world, is that people are letting go of their baggage, emotional baggage, mental baggage, physical baggage, all of the things we've stored, hoarded, carried, brought along with us. We're beginning to clean up physically, mentally, emotionally, environmentally, we're beginning to awaken to all of this. And so many people have been through challenging situations in life and have yet to resolve those situations and to let go of perhaps the learning that they took on from that situation. So if you've been through something difficult in your life, perhaps you felt judged or blamed or unloved or forgotten or left behind or overlooked or in some way not cherished beyond belief for the magnificent being that you are right now and that you were in those moments, if for some reason you were not met with that great love, we then learn things about ourselves and about the world, about our worth, about what to expect and how to function in the world. And what we are doing right now in this transition is letting go of all of that kind of baggage. We will find ourselves coming into new points of resolution and insight and ahas and awarenesses that begin to give us greater space, greater comfort emotionally, greater space in our bodies, since we aren't storing the tension caused by those kinds of experiences. And we are evolving in those ways as well. So I know many of you are going, oh, that's what's going on. As you notice, your emotions are going up and down, and your mental focus comes in a focus and out of focus. And your body feels very strong and capable one day, and then a little bit later feels like all you really have the energy to do is sit down and relax or sleep. Just know that this is part of the process. And, of course, if you're concerned, go get it checked out. Always honor what you know medically or whatever's right for you. Always honor that. And just know if they're unable to find something, that it may well be the transformation of the energy that's taking place instead. So as we begin now to incorporate more of this 95 to 97% of our being that we are not conscious about, as we begin to become more conscious of it, that is what we call awakening or enlightenment. At those levels of awakening and enlightenment, of becoming more conscious of who we are and integrating those parts of our being, is the beginning of our transformation into fully sourced divine beings walking in a physical form. What we call enlightenment or awakening is the beginning of that. A little bit like graduating from high school or college, whatever it was for you, taking that first step is the beginning of a whole new aspect of life. And yet all you've known is this other way of life. And then you hit this point of transition, graduation, so to speak, and you move into these higher levels of functioning. And that is where we are when we hit the level that we call awakened or enlightened. Our consciousness is not able to perceive what takes place beyond that level. And yet that is the gateway, the doorway into much, much, much higher levels of functioning. So as our bodies are building the capacities to carry greater vibrations of who we are, as we integrate one more level of this divinity that we already are. We already are this. We just don't have the conscious connection with it yet. We will. And as we begin to integrate this, our body has to carry a higher vibration, like the electrical cord carrying more electricity. And so it's a building process. And as we build, as we go through life and experience these higher vibrations, it strengthens us. It builds our capacity, much like we exercise to create the capacity of each muscle to work in a better way for each one of us, much like we exercise physically. As we begin to absorb these higher vibrations, they also then strengthen our being so that we can integrate even higher levels of vibration. So it's a remarkable remarkable process we are each going through on this journey into merging with the highest aspects of our being. My understanding of what's taking place, I like to say my understanding because we each know something to be true or accurate in this moment. And then as we grow and learn more and can reach into higher dimensions, we learn a new level of truth or accuracy. A little bit like when we were children, it was true that when we crossed the street, when we were very young, we had to hold an adult's hand. We would hold our mother's hand or our father's hand or someone. It was our job then to do that. That was the truth of how to cross the street, and that was accurate way to stay safe. And as we grew older, very soon we were able to be safe as we crossed the street all on our own, and we've learned to stop at the edge of the street and look both ways and see if there's anything coming that might be that we should wait for. And we've also learned then when we stop at the edge of the street and look both ways and see something coming, we've also learned to judge the speed and do we have enough time to cross the street. So a little bit like that, there was a truth. There was a truth when we were very young that we needed to hold someone's hand. We didn't have all those skills yet. Well, as we grow, as we evolve, we learn each truth about how to be in life and what's necessary in life and what's important in life. And as we grow and evolve, those grow and evolve as well. You know, occasionally people would ask questions at a workshop or someplace, and the difficulty in answering questions to a group is that each person in the group is at a different level of awareness, at a different level of accurate or true, a different level of functioning. And the answer to each one is different then. It's not that it is that each person's consciousness has a truth that will serve you to carry you to the next level. The truth or the accuracy, I prefer the word accurate rather than true. We have too many judgments around true and false and that sort of thing. So I prefer the word accurate. So when we have something that's accurate at one level of our being, then that will carry us to the next level of awareness. So it's perfect for us. Again, we trust the process. So as we begin to grow, we learn that there is a new piece of information to take in. And that is why there is a perfect teacher, a perfect source of information and support and guidance for each one of us at each level. And you may discover teachers in all levels that are just right, and they are for you in that moment. And they may be teaching very diverse pieces of information, and still it is accurate for them, it is true for them, and it is accurate for those that are drawn to learn from them. So that's why we tend to move as we grow. We tend to move from one level of learning to the next, and it's unusual for a piece of information that we learned in childhood to remain accurate for us throughout our life, to remain accurate. And we begin to discover as we become adults that there are other levels of what is the best way for us to interact as we mature, as we grow, as we awaken. And we discover that. And that's perfect, a little bit like the example of crossing the street. We learn a new level, a new truth. So remember, this right now is when the energy is building, and it's building for each person that would like to receive it. I would suggest that if you are able just to relax and enjoy this time together, that would be wonderful. If you're doing something that requires your full attention, the energy will still come to you, and it will reach you in a much more slower level. rather than suddenly a huge wave of energy. It will come through in much more gradual ways, because if you're doing something that requires your full attention, such as driving a vehicle or at a job where you really need to pay attention so that you can function well or those around you can function well, the energy then will come to you much more slowly, so that you can stay functional. If you are able to just relax, sit in a chair or be someplace quiet, then the energy can come through in a much bigger dose. For everyone that wants to receive it, who is listening, the energy will come to you, and it will do what is being offered, and it will do it exactly at a pace that is perfect for you, in the right moments, at the right pace, with the perfect awareness, the absolutely perfect insight, or whatever is required. It will come to you in that way. Because when we are working with energy from source, it's difficult to describe how perfect that is, how perfect that energy is. We have no experience of it here in this world. We don't have anything that matches that level of perfection and impeccability. We don't have that here, and so it's difficult to draw an example from our world. And yet, the energy that comes from Source is so wise, so knowing, so complete, so perfect, that it is absolutely the right timing, the right moment, the right amount, the perfect pace, the exact awareness that is precisely what is needed in that moment to assist us to the next step. And in that moment, to assist us to the next step, and on and on. And so we are receiving that source energy right now. And our mind will want to evaluate. That's one of the amazing things, as many of you are discovering, that how to connect with source and follow that guidance. You will, when you first begin, you will try to evaluate with your mind if what you received from your guidance was accurate. Did your guidance work? So it's a very interesting process. The mind attempts to evaluate guidance when guidance is so much broader in its knowing, its scope, its wisdom, its access to all the information and opportunities. And yet this little fine point we call our mind is attempting to evaluate if guidance works. And so it's a very interesting process as we begin to realize our guidance. And then start to follow it, our mind tries to evaluate it. And if our mind evaluates it by, do I like the immediate outcome or not? Did I like the immediate experience I had or not? And that's the level of our mind, because our mind is programmed to seek pleasure and avoid pain. It is especially programmed to avoid pain. So we are even more programmed, neurologically, more programmed to do avoidance than we are to do go towards. So we're more likely to go away from, to avoid something that's unpleasant, than we are to be motivated to go towards something that is more pleasurable. And so this is the programming of our neurology right now. And as we move into new areas of the brain, so as we begin to go into higher conscious levels, what we are receiving from the world, what's coming in from the world, is evaluated, it's brought into our senses, and then sent up to the brain and directed to the parts of the brain that match the vibration of what's coming in, so that we can build a response that will provide for our longevity here in the world. That's seek pleasure, avoid pain is about survival, and that's longevity. And so the information coming in is programmed for that. However, good news is that as we begin to consciously seek certain kinds of input, meaning we begin to look at things in a new way, choose to begin to monitor and refocus our mind into the higher aspects, into the benefit that we are surrounded with, we then begin to activate higher regions or more evolved or higher vibrational regions of our brain. And as we do that, then our consciousness begins to change. And so there are processes to be done with the amygdala, which is a little neurological point sort of on each side of the brain, about where the temple is on your head. The amygdala is one of those parts of our being that reads the signals coming in from our senses and sends them to the different parts of the brain. And the parts of the brain start with the brainstem and then up into the midbrain and then into the forebrain, are also called the reptilian brain, the mammalian brain, and then the conscious or superconscious areas or human part of our brain, the frontal lobes. And our survival, our greatest survival instincts come from that reptilian immediate reflex kind of survival. And then it moves up into the mammalian, which has to do with survival at a slightly different level, which can incorporate not only ourselves, but also those with which we are aligned. So that would be our immediate children, our family, that sort of thing, those that we are deeply connected with. When we move into the frontal parts of the brain, and so the amygdala begins to move its signals forward and sends more of those signals up into the forward part of the brain, we begin then to move into what we might know as oneness or compassion or forgiveness or inclusiveness, where we begin to feel compassion for other than just those in our immediate circle. And we begin to reach out and begin to go into service and become philanthropic or ecologically focused or whatever it is that we each are drawn to do on behalf of a greater good, the greater good. So it no longer is service to self, which is sort of that starting point where we were in our developmental stages. We move into service to others, and eventually we move into the place where we are the other. We are all the same. There is no differentiation between the other and myself, because the boundaries have melted away. The separation has melted away. And these are all part of neurological changes, the parts of the brain that are being activated. There are studies with the Tibetan monks and others that show how they function in their brains and what happens with someone after they meditate and that sort of thing. And where I experience that we are heading, you'll need to know I don't do a lot of reading or research because I don't want outside input. So I base what I share with you on personal experience so that I can say this is how I know it to be. And so what I'm discovering is that we seem to be moving into a place of what we would call oneness or one brain. I believe that science might also start to discover this as well, and that there is a way of functioning that is neither left hemisphere or right hemisphere. There's a way of functioning that's neither, and yet it is both simultaneously, and I call this one brain, or functioning from the midbrain, where we are silent inside of our mind. There is no chatter, no evaluation, no judgment. We are there in silence, completely alert, completely present, and accessing information and knowing and opportunities through that place, through that midbrain place. And it is a phenomenal place to be. I've sometimes referred to it as the keys to both kingdoms, that we stand in the middle and we have full access to everything. And we know how to best interact with that kind of ability, with that kind of knowing, that kind of access to energy, that kind of ability. We know how to be with that. It's a very profound kind of level of awareness and functioning. And we each have that opportunity, and many of you have experienced those moments and those times, or perhaps ongoing, if you're very fortunate, when you feel like you are in the zone or in the flow, or I call it the E zone, which is energy zone, meaning you are just in that silent place and everything is moving perfectly and you know exactly, you are acting in the world without thought and without judgment or blame or separation. It is just a flow of magnificence. And that's who you are. That's who you are. And you are already that. I'm talking to you right now. You are that already. You are that flow. You are that consciousness. And you are that magnificence. You are that. And that is what you are becoming more and more in every action, in every word, in every thought. You are becoming that more and more. And the aspects of the mind, those parts of the brain that used to function in their own special way to help provide longevity, begin to become more quiet, and they only speak up in true times when something is needed. Those of you who have been in a truly life-threatening situation, and this happens sometimes in our world, just in the events of our world, it can happen sometimes when you're driving a car or other moments. When you have been in a truly, in that moment, life-threatening situation, something other begins to take place within you, and the mind goes silent, and there is a deep knowing inside, and there is no emotion, no fear, no emotion. There is the moment of silence and a complete flow of action, complete flow of perfected action in that moment. And it is a profound experience to be in that kind of a situation, to notice what you accomplished, what you did, how you managed to maneuver through something that you could never, never have done had you needed to use your mind or plan or figure it out. It just happened in that moment. And many of you know exactly what I'm talking about and have experienced that. It is absolutely profound. And this is a kind of way that many of us have experienced a connection to this very high level of functioning that we already are. And we only experience it in those very intense moments of life here, a very intense moment. And yet what we are heading to is that it can become our absolute comfortable, normal, natural way of functioning where we can be absolutely aligned, absolutely connected, absolutely moving in ways that we never thought possible for us. And we do it all with complete ease, with complete comfort, automatically, without thought, without plan, and we can be just astounded at who we are. And that's who you are right now. Right now, you are already that. And we are merely unwrapping the veils to discovering and experiencing that profound level of connection with Source. And so as we move into this point now, the energy has been building this whole time, as we move into this point now where you are becoming more connected with this awareness of the capabilities and magnificence of your being, we can begin now to create the portal and the opening for you to step through into these higher levels and begin to actually meet with and connect with, and should you choose, invite to merge with, that means to bring them more into your everyday life, that will be what is available to you in just a few moments. And I want to tell you a little bit more about this because I want to honor completely conscious consent. So I tell you what I know about it. And what happens is there are aspects of our being that are so far beyond our everyday functioning that we may have read about it. We may have read about our higher self or our soul or our God self or our source connection or all these different words. My goodness, there are so many terms. And all that it really is different vibrations, different levels of energy. And we already experience those at a very simple level in our everyday life. We experience ourselves when we are high level, lots of physical energy. We experience ourselves when we're very tired and worn out. We experience ourselves when we're happy and when we're compassionate. We experience ourselves when we are filled with love and what that's like. And we experience ourselves when we are frustrated or irritated or upset about something. So all of those are different vibrations, and they are very different experiences right here in our everyday life. Well, we have similar kinds of vibrations that go beyond what we would call our everyday experience. And they are the vibrations that move even higher from beyond love, compassion, oneness. They move up the scale from that. So upset, frustration, anger, discouragement, those would be called low vibration or slow vibration. And those are very uncomfortable, unpleasant vibrations, and those are low vibrations. And then we, in our everyday life, experience a little bit higher vibrations of comfort or happiness or pleasant feelings, and then a little bit higher of joy and freedom and delight, and then a little bit higher of love and forgiveness and deep compassion, and a little bit higher of oneness and connection and deep caring. So as we go up this vibrational scale, we experience that. We experience it. Well, we are going to continue up that vibrational scale now. And these other higher vibrational levels of who we are, just like you experience here every day, but we don't consciously know these levels yet, we will have the opportunity, you, I say we, meaning each one of us, each one of us, meaning you, will have the opportunity to move through the portal, and I'll tell you about that and how it happens, and be with these higher dimensional levels of you. This is you. It will happen anyway. So everything that I offer is natural awakening, unfolding of you and your being. It will happen in your journey anyway. And we are merely accelerating the growth process, a little bit like in providing the proper environment for a seed, proper warmth and water and sunlight, providing that so that it can bloom perfectly. Well, this is a lot like that. We are providing the best environment right now, energetically, the vibration to allow this part of you to blossom, to grow, and to reach into these higher levels and to begin to encounter and experience and merge with, should you choose, these higher levels, which means you will begin to experience them more and more in your everyday life. In your everyday life, you will notice you are more patient, more kind, more compassionate, more joyful. If you have had challenges with putting up with things too long, you'll find that you begin to have clarity and direction and freedom from judging anyone, just knowing that there is a direction and a next step for you. So it will be an evolution of your being. And we are moving now towards those portals. And there is a portal matched vibrationally now that's been created for you from Source, that is your individual direct line into the higher vibrations of your being. A little bit like your direct connection to Source has been broadened so that you, at the vibration that each one of us is, still in our human form, can ascend up that vibrational ladder. The opening has been widened so that you can pass through with the slower vibration and achieve the connection. It's a remarkable, remarkable opportunity. So what I notice, I watch, and what I notice is that for you there is a portal now opening, meaning just an opening, an energetic opening, and it is very bright and beautiful. And if you choose to, you may now become more quiet and allow that aspect of yourself to begin to feel uplifted. You in your everyday mind might notice this as relaxation, vibration, perhaps color, maybe sound, and maybe nothing, maybe just sitting there, most likely just being quiet. And this aspect of who you are now in your everyday life, your conscious aspect, is now going through that portal, if you choose to, it's there, and going through. And you will continue to be uplifted vibrationally to the highest levels that you are capable of in this time right now, to meet with those higher aspects of your being. And begin to absorb that vibration, the feeling, the experience of living from that level of awareness. And you are moving through that and continuing to be uplifted. Your vibration is continuing now to elevate, going upward. And at each new level of vibration, you have the opportunity to experience, to feel, for some perhaps to see or hear, the next higher level of you, the next higher level of the expression and the unfoldment of you. And you move upward now and continue to allow this to flow in, to be experienced, to merge and join with and support, guide, assist, bless your life. And continue to move upward. And whatever you are experiencing is fine. It is perfect for you in this moment. Trust the process. Allow it to serve you. It comes from the highest points of light, the most expanded points of your divinity, of your connection with Source. Perfect, individual, magnificent, luminous, and divine. And allow that to continue to flow into you. Whatever you are experiencing is perfect. Allow it. Trust the process. If there's a sound outside your room, it's perfect. Allow it. If there's a sensation in your being or body, it's perfect. Allow it. We are in sacred territory right now, and all is well. And the portals now are reaching the highest point for you, the highest vibration of which you have access right now. So breathe that in and enjoy it. And know now that we are beginning to return. You have reached to those highest levels of yourself. They have merged with you and blessed you and supported you in all the ways you desire. And you are returning back now into your consciousness, back towards your everyday life, and bringing with you all of the gifts that you desire, all of the support and the energies to assist you, all of the strength and comfort and health. To guide you, support you in your evolution, in your transformation, and in your awakening. And we are coming back now. Coming back into the vibration of your everyday consciousness, or perhaps I should say the new level of your everyday consciousness, all the way back. And this energy will continue to fill you throughout the day, throughout the next days. It will continue to be absorbed into your being, absorbed into your body, your mind, your emotions, rebalanced, will continue to flow down into you at a pace that's perfect for you to integrate, to make it yours, to allow it to really transform who you are. And as this energy comes more and more into you, that portal will continue to close. Until you are now coming back more fully into yourself and bringing with you all of the magnificent vibrations, gifts, abilities, support, love, compassion, forgiveness, all of the wonders of the higher dimensions, and those come back with you and will elevate your everyday consciousness. So notice it. Notice it. And have a moment of gratitude as you notice you are a little kinder, a little more at ease, a little more comfortable, a little more compassionate, a little more inclusive. And each little more brings in more and more and more. So live in that point of gratitude, recognition, appreciation, honoring the journey that you're on, the magnificent experiences you've been through to bring you to this place, and all that is ahead for you as you unfold, as you blossom, and as you awaken. It is a remarkable journey that we're on. This is the time you wanted to experience, and you are the one you've been longing to meet. My deep, deep love to you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your contribution to the world. And thank you for your willingness to awaken. I love you.